It's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. Every year, hundreds of thousands of Americans have to go through an amputation. The reasons for these traumatic procedures are almost as numerous.
This is an example of a 20-year-old healthy woman who, you know, now her life has changed forever.
This is Claire Bridges, a bubbly kava tender at the Grassroots Kava House in St. Pete. She's sitting in a hospital room right now, facing the unthinkable reality that she's going to have both legs amputated after getting sick with COVID.
A Millville man who contracted a flesh-eating bacterial infection is recovering after life-saving surgery. The family of Angel Perez tells us doctors amputated his arms yesterday. Perez was exposed to the bacteria while fishing for crabs.
Diabetes is a growing problem in the United States, now affecting close to 30 million people. Many are in danger of an ailment that often leads to the amputation of their feet.
Amputation is considered a last resort, but modern medicine is making it so there are other options. And one of those being refined right here in Illinois involves fish skin, pig intestine, pig bladder, and cow tendon. It's all part of a procedure called regenerative reconstruction. And when you combine it with other treatments, it not only keeps people alive in the long run, it helps heal their wounds in ways that might have been unthinkable just a few years ago. Dr. Eric Martin is the chief of vascular surgery at OSF Healthcare, St. Francis Medical Center in Peoria, where he's been carrying out some of the work to refine this care and put it into practice. And he joins us now. Dr. Martin, welcome to the 21st Show.
Hey, good afternoon. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. And Dr. Martin, I understand we weren't expecting this, but I understand you brought a patient with you. Would you mind introducing her for us?
Yeah, no problem. This is Miss Wilma Williams. She was a patient of mine who actually came to me. It was very interesting based upon some of your introductory stories, who suffered from a very unfortunate malignancy, and she had a condition known as malignant melanoma. And as part of that treatment for this condition, several years ago, after undergoing wide local excision, her margins had come back positive. And she also had lymph nodes that came back positive for the cancer. So she had to get adjuvant therapy for this condition with some chemotherapy as well as radiation. And the radiation that was designed to help kill her cancer, unfortunately, caused a very, very bad reaction in her lower leg, resulting in a bad dermatitis that then became secondarily infected with a very powerful and virulent bacteria known as Pseudomonas. And she had come to see me because her entire leg, from basically her knee all the way down to the ankle, was eroded with large ulcerations that were weeping, draining a lot of discharge, and had become very critically colonized with this infection, Pseudomonas. And several doctors over the course of about 2.5-3 years had worked on her repeatedly trying to eradicate this infection, but it just kept growing deeper and deeper. And so before coming to see me, she was offered the option of an above-knee amputation. And the tragedy of that is that the medicine therapy, right, to cure her of her cancer, the unfortunate side effect of this medical intervention resulted in her nearly losing her leg. And fortunately, with the use of the regenerative medicine, like you mentioned, with the xenograft material of the fish, pig, and cow tendon, combined with some human allograft tissue in the form of the tissue from the amniotic sac with amnion and chorion, as well as umbilical cord, we were able to eventually get her completely healed. And she was able to salvage her leg as of today.
Well, Williams, thank you so much for being with us. What was it like getting that, that when you first heard from the doctors, you know, one of your options here is an amputation? How did you react to that?
Oh, I loved it. I knew that there was something out there that could help me out, and he did it. I was real grateful for it.
To not have to face the amputation, you mean?
Yeah. Yes.
How did you learn about Dr. Martin and his procedures?
A nurse that came to see me in the hospital and told me that she knew a doctor that could probably help me. and wanted me to meet him, and she was trying to get a hold of him to introduce me to him. And I got a hold of her, I got a hold of him, and they made me an appointment, and I went down to see him, and he looked at my leg, and he kept going, And he says, yes, I think I can help you. And he helped me. Great.
Wow. Must have been an amazing moment. All right, we're going to continue this conversation with both Wilma Williams and Dr. Eric Barton, who is Chief of Vascular Surgery at OSF Healthcare St. Francis Medical Center in Peoria. If you want to join us, if you have a question about these procedures, 800-222-9455 is the number. That's 800-222-9455. We're going to continue after a short break. This is the 21st Show. Stay with us. It's the 21st Show. I am Brian Mackey, and we are talking for the rest of the program today with Dr. Eric Martin, who is Chief of Vascular Surgery at OSF Healthcare, St. Francis Medical Center, about a procedure that he has been working to refine there and put into practice. It involves alternatives to amputation for patients with serious medical problems, and it includes some what might sound to those of us who are not medical practitioners, some pretty interesting ingredients in things like fish skin, pig intestine, pig bladder, and cow tendon. We're also speaking with one of his patients. Wilma Williams is with us as well. If you want to join us, if you have a question about this, please give us a call at 800-222-9455 is the number. That's 800-222-9455. Dr. Martin, let's talk a little more about the procedure itself. So regenerative reconstruction. Maybe you can explain how this works. And as I say sometimes to people who are scientists or physicians, please explain it to me like I'm a smart 13-year-old.
No problem at all, Brian. So, yeah, so I think the issue is that what's happening with a lot of patients, like you said, who have various medical comorbidities such as diabetes, underlying peripheral artery disease, have problems with maybe, you know, varicose veins or chronic venous insufficiency, patients that may be immune compromised because they're taking chronic steroids for some other condition, or even people who are smoking. All of these people have risk with compromised wound healing. And so what's happening with a lot of people when they get a wound is that this wound will often fail to progress with standard of care therapy through maybe appropriate surgical debridements, different sort of topical cleansers that can be used, and some of the standard dressings that may be used in the form of maybe an Optifoam or a Mepilex dressing to cover the wound and help protect it from the environment. And when wounds become chronic, they often develop a biofilm. And what that means is that there's often some sort of bacterial infection that tends to take root within the chronic wound and prevents it from healing. Now, this biofilm doesn't really allow or doesn't cause you to become systemically ill, but it just tends to invade deeper and deeper into the tissues and causes the wound to continuously to manifest, drain, get bigger, become more painful over time. And subsequently, we didn't really have good technologies to address chronic wounds. And when biofilm is present, what happens is that it helps to, it destroys the integrity of the skin and something known as the ECM, the extracellular matrix. And so in all of our bodies, we have collagen, we have elastin, like all the stuff you hear on TV with oil of Olay or Neutrogena, right? Everyone's selling hyaluronic acid and collagen and creams to put on your face. Well, all of that stuff is in our bodies. And what happens is that those substances, that ECM, extracellular matrix, becomes destroyed and eaten away by chronic bacteria. And so the goals of regenerative therapy is to first eradicate this biofilm, which is very difficult to treat. And then once you've obtained source control, then what we do is we put basically products that contain collagen, elastin, fibronectin, laminin, hyaluronic acid, glycosaminoglycans, and proteoglycans. The stuff that's normally in your body naturally that gets destroyed, we put it back in with these other substances. And we've been able to incorporate substances that once we put them in the body tend to absorb and then cell signal and then cause recruitment of your own cells to actually migrate into the wound to help promote healing through secondary intention. So it works very, very nicely.
Well, that answers one of my questions, which is this like a graft, or are you sort of packing the wound with this matter and it promotes healing on its own, or is it a permanent part of the healed limb? Yeah.
Yeah, great question, Brian. So, yeah, it's a combination of graft material that usually is fenestrated, and then we have some powders. We have some powdered fish skin, and then of note, we use fish skin actually that comes from the Icelandic waters of the Northern Atlantic Ocean, and it's only these fish and the skin of this fish, this codfish, that is found to be so effective in terms of compatibility with the human body. And that when you look under like the microscope of fish skin and human skin, there is extreme homology that exists between what's found within fish skin unique to this codfish and what's found within human skin. You know, I'm sure you've heard of Shark Week and all the excitement given to the great white shark and the bull shark and the tiger shark. You know, no one has Cod Week in terms of like talking about a documentary, but yet it's these fish that have these amazing healing capabilities that really, really help to promote, you know, limb salvage at a very, very high level. And so, again, going back, we use a combination of grafts from umbilical cord. We use grafts that are from the amniotic sac and chorion layer. We use grafts from fish skin, and then we also have powdered fish skin, and we also have powder from pig bladder called Micromatrix A-Cell. A company called Integra makes that, and we use that both as an injectable as well as a paste to kind of put into the wound bed. So it's a combination of pasting products and also injectable with grafts to create this microenvironment that's rich in fibroblasts that help to promote collagen, rich in endothelial cells that help to stimulate new blood vessel growth, and then rich in keratinocytes to help regenerate the epidermal dermal junction.
I think you're getting back into med school with some of that there, but I'll take it. Wilma, let me bring you back into the conversation. I wonder what your reaction is hearing about some of these things, and or maybe your initial reaction when you learned. I mean, some of these, it sounds pretty wild that we're going to use, you know, fish skin and pig bladder to heal you after you had so many, what I imagine are negative experiences or not helpful experiences with the medical field. What was that like for you?
Well, I had, didn't think it was going to work, but it did. And I didn't lose hope on it. I never gave up on him. And I had a good chance to it healing. It never hurt. I felt great. And to have all them parts in my body, well, I won't have to go fishing. I'll be able to do it right here in my leg.
How long did this process take for you?
It started in August, and I think my last surgery was in December. Four months.
4 months, okay. Doctor, I wonder if you ever run into patients who have, you know, I mean, some of this stuff sounds downright medieval. I was thinking, I don't know if you're familiar with the old Saturday Night Live sketch. People can Google SNL medieval barber, where Steve Martin talks about some of the advanced medical techniques they were using in the 1300s.
Right.
Yeah. Talk about that. And if you ever get patients with sort of an ick factor, maybe.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because, you know, you've heard of leeches being used in the past in medicine, or even like sometimes we'll use medicinal maggots. There's actually a maggot farm out in California where if you have, again, really bad infection, you can actually go get maggots and put maggots in the human body and have them eat away.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Long-time listeners will know I've been reading a lot about the Civil War, and in fact, there were stories of soldiers being so disgusted by the maggots in their wounds as they were left on the battlefield for days, but it turns out it actually saved their lives. They didn't realize it at the time. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think when you start looking at these technologies that have been around for, as you said, decades now, I think we're really on the cusp or the tip of the spear, if you would, at really tapping into a new way of healing people through alternative therapies. And, you know, what's amazing is that, you know, a lot of these grafts work well on their own, but I've been able to come up with a combination and my own kind of technique for application of these grafts where there's very strong synergy that is existing between combining, you know, human allograft and different xenograft products to really create, you know, a very rich environment for healing at a very high advanced level when people are compromised and maybe have, you know, poor circulation, still may be trying to quit smoking, you know, blood glucose levels are not well controlled and they have high sugar levels, or they're on chronic steroids for another medical problem. All of this stuff which compromises wound healing, by using these therapies, we're able to, you know, I think, achieve results that, you know, for the most part are probably by most standards considered years in advance compared to what modern science can even begin to comprehend how we're able to heal at this level. Yeah.
We probably don't have time to get into it, but someday I'd love to read the story of the guy who was like, hey guys, I got an idea. You're not going to believe it. We're going to take this fish skin, grind it into a powder, pour it into a wound. I don't know. Maybe this is all part of medical advancement, and I just haven't been keeping up. Let's talk, though, because we only have a few minutes left, about why the outcome of this procedure is so different in the longer run than what is normally done in these cases, which is amputation.
Yeah, right. So I think, you know, as you mentioned when you started to introduce your program, you know, amputation carries with it a great deal of complications long-term for the patients. You know, not only a physical disability and a physical challenge every day, but there's probably a lot of emotional and psychological pain and suffering. There's a constant reminder of something gone wrong or something that failed that this patient now has to live with every day. And I think just getting around and doing day-to-day activities of daily living, even from just simply buying groceries or, you know, taking a shower becomes more challenging if you're missing, you know, a portion of your body secondary to an amputation. And so I think, you know, very advanced heroic limb salvage, which is what our hospital is trying to promote, carries a lot of weight for most patients. And I think until you're at that point in life where you're facing the reality of potential limb loss, you don't realize how valuable these additional adjunctive therapies can be at, you know, like I said, advanced heroic limb salvage. And so it's something which I think, when available, definitely helps out patients tremendously and gives them hope where in the past they had very little. Remember, Brian, Wilma had her problem for close to 3 years before she came to see me, and the amputation and solution for her was an above-knee amputation. And all she was a patient who underwent medical treatment for her malignant melanoma in her left leg.
Wilma, I wonder if this experience has changed your outlook on life beyond what your medical experience has been with your problems with your leg.
Oh, a little bit. It's great to have your legs. You can do a lot more things, mm-hmm. Get around a lot faster. But maybe not now, but I can.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm very grateful to Dr. Martin for what he did, and I recommend it to anybody that can try it, and it will help them out too.
Wilma, thank you so much for being with us and sharing your story with us today on the show. Dr. Martin, just a couple of minutes left, really maybe a minute and a half. I understand that OSF in Peoria is the only place in Illinois performing this procedure, at least at this level right now. Is this something you could see becoming more commonplace in medicine in the years ahead, and what will it take to get there?
Yeah, you know, Brian, great question. I know I want to be misleading to your audience. There are other facilities in the state of Illinois and other hospitals that do offer regenerative reconstruction, and there are doctors who do it. You are right, though, that within the state of Illinois, probably the most robust or advanced wound care, limb salvage, regenerative medicine department exists at OSF St. Francis in Peoria. The hospital has really a very deep infrastructure, both with inpatient wound care nurses, an outpatient wound care center, a hyperbaric medical center, in addition to the many different tissue products that we offer to help heal wounds. So a lot of interest and a lot of monies has been spent to really build a very, very comprehensive advanced wound care regenerative medicine practice at OSF so that we can take on the most difficult patients with the most complexity and be a, you know, destination center, if you will, or definitely tertiary care referral center for other hospitals if they have patients that have wounds that they've not been able to heal or are facing life and death sequelae or complications. Our doors are always open and ready to help out anyone who, you know, needs service or definitely is facing a life and death situation.
Dr. Eric Martin, thank you for being with us today on the 21st Show.
Great. Thank you so much, Brian. Appreciate you having me.
And that is all the time we have for our program today. Before we go, I want to suggest you visit our website. You can get in touch with us there by emailing or giving us a call, leaving a message on our voicemail line. You can let us know what you thought about today's show or suggest future topics and stories. Again, our website is 21stshow.org. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thank you for listening, and we will talk with you again tomorrow.